bird eye. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by Owler.
Owler is the crowdsourced competitive intelligence platform that a million business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts.
And here's the best part. If you sign up for free, you can follow me on Owler and automatically get my latest sales tips and videos along with insights relevant to your business. Go to Owler.com and in the search box, you type in Buy Gittimer. Then just click on the yellow star and follow me. Owler is completely free to use and valuable. Come on, follow me. Go to Owler.com today.
No one is buying right now? Really? No one? Ho, ho, BS! Have you been to the Apple store? You can't even see the floor. What you're saying is, no one is buying your stuff. People are buying, they're just not buying from you. Wait. Aren't you buying stuff? Of course you are. The holidays are upon us and you're thinking about doing your holiday shopping, wrapping presents, setting up your tree or menorah, the cooking, the cleaning, the family time, and maybe even some vacation time. Everyone has their minds elsewhere, so why think about work, right? Wrong. People still have to go into work every day, even though their minds may not be there. Here's the reality. Or should I say the sales reality? Sales are happening all around you, no matter the time of year or the state of the economy. Companies are doing business, and if it's not with you, then it's with your competitors. Now's not the time to give up or make a seasonal excuse. Now's the time to continue working your ass off, making connections, making calls, making after the holiday appointments, building stronger relationships, and closing deals. Because your dumbass competition is thinking, no one is buying right now. Eliminate your excuses, and if you're a sales leader, inspire your team. Since you choose your own outcome, why not give it your best shot? Take a lesson from retail sales. Around Halloween, Christmas stuff begins to appear. 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, the promotion intensifies, often with price incentives. Black Friday gets even more heavy discounts, and items begin to be sold at near retail for about 2 weeks before Christmas as last-minute shoppers are penalized for waiting. The day after Christmas, everything having to do with the holiday is immediately put on sale for 50% off. And for the next 10 months, you couldn't give away a Christmas item. You? Are you the same? Work hard 2 months a year? For 2 weeks during the Christmas season, you moan because you can't make a sale, forgetting about the other 50 weeks of prime selling time that you could have worked at least 20% harder. Instead of moaning, why not head to the Caribbean for 2 weeks? Reason? You didn't work hard enough during your first 50 weeks. Try harder next year, and you'll be basking in the sun instead of whining about the weather. Don't wait until next year. Start working your butt off now. Get in the holiday spirit. The holiday selling spirit. It's not just ho, ho, ho. It's do, do, do. And instead of being a dough boy, make the dough boy. Here's how. If you're not making the sales, why not make plans to make sales after the holidays? Don't plan alone. Plan by calling all your best customers and prospects and get meeting commitments for next year. Call every customer and thank them for their business. Ask people what their needs are going to be next year. Ask about helping them, not selling them. Now put that under your tree, Santa. Small details, the big key to sales. To many salespeople, small details may seem trivial, but they're often the difference between sale or no sale, reorder or no reorder, relationship or no relationship. Here's a personal story. I order the same drink every time I go to a restaurant. Club soda with lime. I know it sounds boring, but boring to you is tasty to me. My partner orders club soda with lemon and lime. I think it's pretty clear. I order lime, he orders lemon and lime. But my lime gets messed up almost all the time. Now, I'm the type of girl who'll make lemonade out of lemons. But not if you give me a lemon and I've asked for a lime. It's particularly annoying because it shows that the server taking my order wasn't listening or paying attention. Don't you hate when a server looks like they're paying attention, but then they deliver the completely wrong order? It's the same in sales. What are you delivering? What are you doing that may be pissing off your customers? The small detail of lime in my club soda and no lemon is not just important to me. It sets the tone for what's about to come and my faith in the server to get it right. And while it may not be important to the server, it's the difference between a 15% and a 25% tip. Now that we've established listening to the details is important in a restaurant, here's how you can listen for the details in your job and how those details may be affecting your sales. Ask questions to clarify and confirm your customer's message. Then shut up and don't interrupt. Let them answer completely. Sometimes you literally have to bite your tongue so as not to respond before they're done. Question silence is golden. After you ask a question, be silent and listen for their answer. Silence can be tough, and sometimes it may even feel awkward. Your job is to give your prospect time to think, react, and then respond. Your job is not to overcome the silence with more talk. Give your prospect a chance to talk. Write the details down the second the customer finishes talking. If my server would have written lime on a piece of paper, the outcome would have been much different and much better for all of us. Don't trust your memory. Take notes so that you don't have to remember. Plus, this shows you're paying attention and gives your customer confidence. Focus on your customer by looking them in the eye. Your mind is much less likely to wander when you're looking directly at the person speaking. Multitasking guarantees forgetfulness and screwing up the details. And it's just plain rude. Give your customer the respect and full attention they deserve. Put your phone away. You can always respond to that text message or play that app that you're addicted to later. The smartphone is not just a distraction. It creates a loss of focus. Not to mention, it appears rude. What's more important than the customer who's in front of you? Watch their actions, gestures, and other nonverbal cues. Silent listening and paying attention will help you understand the emotion behind the spoken word. Your power of focus may lead you to the sale. Your future is dependent upon your present and your presence. It's dependent upon where you are right now and your ability to be there. After you listen to your customers' needs, serve them better than they expect. Ever eat sushi? The food presentation is often a work of art, or better stated, a work of wow. You ordered a roll or two, but you got a taste of candy and eye candy. Surprise me. When you deliver it, make your customers say, wow. Think about your top 10 customers and the detail by which they expect to be served. Now think about where you might be missing the mark. Is it an incorrect invoice, a late delivery, a back order, a wrong item, bad service, unreturned phone call? Something seemingly unimportant to you may be extremely important to the other guy and might cost you the sale. What can you add to your service delivery that would cause your customer to say, wow, thank you, and then go and tell someone else about it? The power to succeed is within you. The subtle but powerful difference is in your personal pride. Job pride leads to performance at a top level, not just striving for accuracy. When you have pride in your work, accuracy is a given. Pride, personal pride, leads to wow. Wow leads to repeat business, loyalty, repeat business, relationship. Did I mention repeat business? And referral. Job complacency leads to errors and vulnerability of losing an order or even a customer. You've all heard the expression, the devil is in the details. It must be true, because if you don't pay attention to them, it's pretty much hell.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GetOverLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.